I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends,
howdy howdy, how's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm great. Leslie, how are you?
I'm great too. I'm glad you're so good. It's great to be great.
I am so excited that it snowed. Oh my gosh, I did not realize how stressed I was.
You needed
well,
the
I
cleanse.
Did realize how stressed I was, but I was just like, we'll get it eventually. Colorado will do it. Like, Colorado will carry through.
I know it only came fucking 3 months into the year, but.
Oh my gosh.
Did you guys get a lot?
We got enough where my husband thinks that tournament this weekend will be canceled.
Ooh, so you love to see it.
It stuck to the grass, but not to the pavement.
Yeah, I was kind of in your neck of the woods, not as far, totally, but yeah, and there was nothing on the ground, but the more south I went, I was like, eh. But it's done snowing. It's been stopped for a while here.
Yeah, but I'm just like so excited that Colorado is Colorado again.
I know. We're going to be on fire all fucking summer.
Oh, it's going to be horrible.
But you know, climate change isn't a real thing or whatever they say, but like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, well, at least we're still getting it. I think my fear is like someday it'll just like not happen anymore.
God, that's so scary. I know. I feel like it used to be like maybe February, like, mm-hmm. So, you know, very cold. The last 3 months are usually freezing in Colorado.
And it was like spring.
It was like 70 degrees the other day.
Yeah, it was honestly lovely.
I know.
It was lovely to have like that extended amount of time, but like terrifying as well.
Right. It's like, it's definitely a double-edged sword, you know?
Yeah. Like every time I went out and was like, oh my gosh, it's just so nice out. Then I was like, oh fuck.
Polar bears are dying. Yeah. No, that's usually like my thought process.
Yeah. So it's, I'm great today because Colorado'd. It finally makes it feel like there's moisture in the air.
Yes, we got something to stick to. I don't know why I said that.
Well, and I just think like our bodies are so accustomed to Colorado's like climate that like I felt like a lot of people seemed anxious, but maybe I was just like projecting all of my anxieties onto people right now. But I just felt like as like a human that lives in this climate, if it's off, I'm off. Like, mm-hmm. I feel it in my bones that something's just like wonky.
Yeah, I think we have expectations for mm-hmm. our weather, especially those of us, like both of us, who have lived here our entire lives. Like, and the only other place that we both of us lived was Cheyenne, Wyoming, which is a very similar climate. Like, yeah,
it's very different,
except like twice as windy. Holy shit.
Yeah, and like cold.
Yeah, yeah, she's pretty cold. But but like, yeah, no, I definitely agree. But I do think that also the rest of the world has been like in a constant state of panic a little bit, just because,
yeah.
I mean,
we're living where we're living right now. And this is not to bring you guys down. I know it kind of took a spiral.
Well, we were just saying like, yeah, no, I think everything has been nuts. I feel like everybody has been like, bleh, because.
Yeah. Yeah. And now that there's snow, I feel a little less bleh.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you felt like, well, I mean, snow cleanses, right? So mm-hmm. it makes sense that like you're feeling a little bit of cleanse.
Yeah.
And we also just had a super moon week. Like we had a,
oh my gosh,
we had the blood orange. Is that, no, yeah. Or is that the drink I get? anyway, it was definitely a blood something.
There was a blood something like eclipse, but it was the worm moon.
Oh, okay.
Like the worm full moon. And I actually did a yoga class where it was for the moon.
Wow.
I had a yoga class on Tuesday, so it was when the moon was at its fullest.
Yes.
So I did a moon salutation yoga flow with my class, and I looked up the moon and its meaning and kind of just told the class about it. But the so worm cute. Moon, it has the name because at this time, the earth would start to warm up after a long winter, mm-hmm. and then the earthworms would come to the surface. And so I
oh, yeah, we learned
was
about
educating.
That.
Yeah. And I was educating my class about that. And I was like, but I think like the worm moon isn't like this big thing because the worms have been out for 3 months.
Well, like that's because we don't have pagan climate change. We have 2026 climate change. And
yeah. So yeah. Everyone kind of got a little kick out of that where they were like, oh, yeah, like
that is cute.
The worms are still worming.
They've been worming this whole time.
Yeah.
There's fucking flies. I saw a fly.
I know. We had a spider. At work.
I was like, and, bitch.
And I had to be a scaredy cat in front of my coworkers and be like, I don't do spiders.
This is a
and
hard
thank
no.
God, my work wife, love her to death, she was like, it's okay. I have to get the spiders for my husband. And I said, I am your husband in this situation forever. And she was like, got it.
I am your daddy and get that fucking spider.
Yeah, so and she was like, you got it. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I know, spiders are so hard.
So blessed.
Well, because they're like very spiritual and they're supposed to, like, I have such a hard time and I want to like
them. But
they're
so uncomfortable looking.
I know, I really do get like the heebie-jeebies every time I see it. And I'm like, me too. Yeah. Like, but I don't want to. Like, I want to be cool. I want to be like that bitch.
I want to let them be, but like.
No, they make me
just
so
like,
nervous.
Don't be near me.
Yeah. I will say, when
like, if I lose you, I'm not looking. Like, if you disappear from my sight, I'm going to just be like, it's gone.
She decided to leave. I do talk to them. Like, since I read that article that they understand what you're saying, like, I for sure have conversations. Like, and if there's somewhere I don't like, I'm like, oh, girl, please go find a different place. Like, that'll be safer for you because Robbie will smush them. And
that's what I do, too. So I say, I warn them and I say, if I don't see you, I'm not going to kill you. But if my husband sees you, he'll do. Or if my daughter sees you, she'll demand that it happens.
So, like, just make the best choice for all of us.
And disappear.
The whole house and find a new fucking place to live.
Yeah. And I have found that it's kind of working.
No, it like, I'm in. I mean, you guys know us. We're already in a cult for pick so many. But, like, no, I'm in. I'm fully
well,
I believe.
And that's a beautiful segue into something because you said cult. Guys, we found my cult and
one.
My one cult.
Well, you're in a few, but like not as many.
But this one has me deeply.
Oi.
So we brought up what we wanted to talk about this week and we decided it was going to be what's in our FBI file. Like, mm-hmm. What does our FBI boyfriend know about us? How does he know to keep peddling information to us? Like, how deep can our FBI boyfriend go? And mine got me into a cult this like week.
So it like did the opposite of like what you expected.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like it talked me into something because of all the stuff he was showing me. And guys, I wear a Garmin watch now.
I feel like that means that like people are going to think you're in a different tax bracket. Like I feel like you're already like bitches who wear Garmin. Like who is she? Are you also wearing Lululemon? Like
I'm not because could never afford it. But like I had definitely have the Amazon knockoff.
Oh, yeah. But like that's the vibe it gives, you know?
Yeah. Well, so would you be shocked if I told you that I got this for free 99?
Oh, I might join the cult too. I am shocked.
So my husband has this program at work where if they send kudos out to each other, the kudos accrue points. The points can be used to buy things on this website.
Hell yeah, that's great.
It's like really cool and there's no other benefit other than morale. Like,
yeah,
the city is paying for this point system just so people will be nice to each other.
I think that's
which
great.
Is great.
Jinx. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great.
So my husband and his coworkers have been like throwing around these points because they get like a ton of them every month because he's a supervisor. So he has to hand them out.
They got points so, to blow.
Exactly. And so yeah. he's been like sending kudos, and then he's been getting kudos from his higher ups because it's all about a supervisor sending something to someone that is on their crew.
Cute.
Yeah. And so Craig's been getting a lot of kudos, and these points turned into a free Garmin.
Hell yeah. Did he get to pick?
Yes. So there were options. I think there were like 7 options of a Garmin that I could have, and they were all different points. And so he sent me all that were available. And then I did my research and I found the one that would work the best for kind of like my vibe.
You found the one.
I found the one. And I think all of that research is really what walked me right into this cult.
Okay. Well, I am dying to know what makes us the watch of your life.
So this is not a smartwatch. It's not made to be a phone on your wrist. And like the Apple Watch is really a smartwatch. It's made to be a mini phone that you can just like fuck with.
Yep.
This one is more focused on like bullying you into working out.
Oh, I was like telling time. Oh, okay.
No, like, but it's in a productive way and it's in a healthy way because it takes all of these metrics. It can get your heart rate. It can get your pulse ox. It's made for people who are interested in running.
Really, yeah.
It's kind of the vibe. They have a couple golf watch options, but really it's, you get so many insane metrics of your body that you can like figure out down to the like minute, like what you need to do to be better at your sport.
At life. Jeez.
At your sport.
So you can pick, like, it's smart enough you can pick what sport you're playing or like what activity you're doing.
Yeah. So like my boss, like my big boss, he is a triathlon runner. He's like an Ironman on social media. Like he's won certain rankings in like Ironman races, which are... Oh, I looked up the information before. Hold on. Let me do it again.
It's very impressive, but like just could never be me.
No. And like to like listen to someone who's so dedicated, like to do well, it just sounds
exhausting. Like sounds terrible.
Whoa. Yeah. So an Ironman is one of the world's most challenging single day endurance races, containing of a 2.4 mile swim, a 112 mile bike ride, and a 26.2 mile marathon run. So my boss does those for fun.
I mean, insanely impressive.
Yes. And he has a Garmin that is like, it could probably like tell him the day he's going to be sick. Like it's so focused on triathlon athletes that like it's helping him be the best he can be.
Wow. That's fucking impressive.
Yeah. And so the way he talks about Garmin is like,
you're like, yes, I'm in.
Gospel.
I'm in. Oh, so you got it really to like fit in.
I'm part of the club. Yeah. Because so many people at school have these and I've been like running again.
Oh my gosh. You're so impressive.
Oh my God. Okay. But can I just say, I hate that I'm a runner and I hate that I like it. Like it's horrible. For my entire life was just like, ew.
Yeah. But now you like
and
it.
And now I get it. Yeah.
So that's not you. That's great. You like it.
Yeah. But it's like I like it, but then I'm like, oh, but like I'm a runner now and I used to make fun of runners.
I'm not. Okay, let me just be clear. Let me be very, very clear. To you and to all other runners who may be listening or that I've ever spoken to in my life, no judgment. Like super impressive. I'm just imagining myself running and
it's hard.
And that's what's like comedic.
Oh my gosh, girl, I'm not cute either. I'm not a cute runner. Like I'm looking up how do I keep running and it's like go at a walking pace. And I'm like, heck yeah. I can jazzercise down. I can make it look like I'm running. And then I'm running for a minute and a half and walking for 2 minutes. And I'm like,
good.
This sucks.
Yeah.
But I get to a point eventually if I do it enough where I'm like, okay, I get like the good that's underneath all the like, I don't know if I can breathe.
Yeah, girl, you about to be like slim thick, like 10 out of 10. You're going to look, no, you runners look good. Fucking.
So, but I'm drinking the Kool-Aid because everybody runs at my school and everyone's like so happy.
That's so fucking Colorado.
And
of
so
you.
Healthy.
Like there's two types of Colorado. I'm one. Right? And then there's another type. And you're turning
crossed
into that
over.
One. Honestly, that's fine. It'll balance us out. We need one of each, you know? Every good duo has one of each.
So my husband did enough nice things to get me a Garmin because I had brought up like someday wanting one because they're so expensive.
He's like, Amber, I don't want to hear about the Garmin anymore. So I got you this, I asked people to send me kudos. No, I'm just kidding.
I was really was nice to everybody that I worked with so they would say nice things about me.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. It was cute.
I wouldn't be surprised if my husband wasn't like, hey, like, I'm trying to get my wife the Garmin. Can you throw a couple of,
no,
you know,
I,
like, I wouldn't
sweet.
Be surprised. And he's a very kind guy. I think he would get them on his own merit as well. But I think he would be very honest with what he's saving up his points for if he was asked.
Just the Modern Family episode that's playing in my head of you guys right now. It's funnier if he like asks because he's like, my wife keeps talking about a Garmin. Like that's all. Again, everything is just like, I need the comedy out of every.
Yeah, no. And probably that too, because I would be like, oh, so I'm watching like these Garmin versus Apple Watch because I already have an Apple Watch. So part mm-hmm. of me is trying to be like frugal and be like, can I make the Apple Watch do what I want out of the Garmin, you know?
You got it full freight. Is this when you were debating buying it?
Yes.
Oh.
So before this point thing became something that I knew about. And I don't know if Craig knew that he could get a Garmin.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of like talking about wanting to save up and buy one in like a year.
Oh my God. So, okay. For a second there, I kind of thought maybe it was like, hey, I could get a Garmin. And then you were like, oh, all these people have a Garmin. But no, you've been like fantasizing about the Garmin.
Longing.
And you got the Garmin. You manifested that shit, bitch.
Yeah, like it was really like me just being like,
love that.
Yes. And I got it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had today off and I think I was on my Garmin for 75% of the day.
Okay, hold her up. Let me take a good look.
Nice lilac color.
I like the color. It's very pretty.
Yeah. And then the watch face, because those are customizable.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes.
Is it rubber? Is it silicone? What's the...
It's silicone, but then this is like a rose gold, like metal watch face. Mm-hmm.
Very.
And I like that it's a circle instead of a square. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just feels like actual
vintage.
Watch.
Yeah.
You get me.
I do. I mean, vintage being like what our moms had. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like cute. And so, and then I just get to pick a digital watch face that mm-hmm. tells me, and it'll tell me like, you know, how many steps I've taken. It has a cool thing called, here, let me look at what it's called. Cause I'm still new. I'm still learning mm-hmm. body battery.
Oh.
So it'll tell you like where you're at with energy. So like this morning, and you wear it to sleep because you can wear it for like 10 days before the battery dies. So you get actual like data of you sleeping, and it can get like your oxygen levels and your heart rate while you sleep. Like it showed me when I was stressed out last night while I was sleeping.
Why were you stressed?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
Like it just was like, hey, at like 2 a.m., your heart rate went up a little bit and you were a little stressed.
Oh no, maybe you had a bad dream.
Maybe. Or Avery hit her head on something. Like, I have no idea what time that was. Yeah.
Very stressful. That would make sense.
Yeah. So it, but it shows you like all of this data and you're just like, holy shit. And then the big difference that I love, and this is where the FBI boyfriend was like, we got to take a break, girlfriend.
Okay.
We've learned enough. So the big difference that I love is that with, oh no, now I forgot where I was going with this. Give me a sec. See, it keeps disappearing. What the fuck?
What, the thought?
My thought. Yes.
I was trying to be quiet so I didn't like, disturb anything. So I was just sitting.
No. So my favorite thing about this watch, and I can't remember. I've done too much like intake. Yeah. But one of my favorite things is that it'll judge how you sleep. It'll give you this body like battery, and it'll say like, this is the energy that you have. And as you go throughout your day, as it catches your stressors, it'll actually tell you like when you should take a break and not work out because you're too stressed, mm-hmm. or you're too like, or you worked out really hard the day before and you went beyond its guess. So it gives you the day off. So Apple Watch is like, hey, congratulations, you stood up. And Garmin is like, move now, bitch, because you're going to rest for 2 days if you actually get going today.
Isn't
it so aggressive?
That is aggressive. But like, do you feel like it's aggressive that like they have all that information on you?
No, I feel like I know myself better now. Like,
and you're cool if they have like your blood type and whatnot.
What if? Okay. They already have it. Like, I donated an organ. They know everything about me.
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, nope. I'm just going to take it. And I'm going to be like, you know what? Do whatever you want with this data. But, like, if it can get me healthier.
Yes. Cool. No. And no judgment. That's just me being, mm-hmm. again, that other part of the 50% of Colorado. Like, you know.
No. And that's very deep in my brain. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very, like, I could also just, like, buy a watch and learn how to test all this on myself, but like, holy fuck.
Oh my god. No, you don't have time to go to medical school, like,
yeah.
That's the watch.
But no, and that's like what I think is so cool is this is so digestible, you know, and as you continue to like wear it and do everything, it really can hone in on your goals, and it has goal check-ins.
Oh, wow.
Where it's just like, your goal was to run a 5k, let's go take a run, you know.
Oh my god.
So it's like inspirational a little. It's so mm-hmm. weird, and it's a fucking watch.
I just love it. You sound like you just got back from like a 7-day retreat learning about like the Garmin. Like, I'm so excited though. I'm glad
this is me drinking the Kool-Aid.
What a magical experience that you've been wanting one and then you got one for fucking free. Like,
I know,
that's good, that's great.
I maybe that's why I'm leaning in so hard too, mm-hmm. is because I'm like, I manifested this into my life because I thought it would be an awesome thing to like learn about.
And so now you have to like, you can't like let it go to waste. You have to like take advantage. Yeah.
I'm a Garmin girl now.
I'm going to get a t-shirt for you, or maybe a bumper sticker that says I'm a Garmin girl. Well, when you said you got a Garmin, I'm like, a GPS? Like, because that's how old I am.
Well, and like, I really have just learned about it a lot, like, because like I said, I've got coworkers that are running, and then I manifested it, and like, it feels good. I feel like I'm healed enough from my past trauma, mm-hmm. to be comfortable to join a cult.
I love it. I always love cults. I'm always down for a good cult.
Yeah. So now that you know my obsession with Garmin, and it's 22 minutes, guys, and I think Leslie might need to cut a little bit of the hemming and the hawing out.
It was perfect.
But what is something that your FBI boyfriend, it doesn't have to be cult level, but what is something that your FBI boyfriend has led you to recently? I'm sorry. Ripley is pushing the microphone away from Leslie's face.
I thought I had him sitting for a minute, and he just kept pushing it farther and farther away from me.
He was like, I'm not close enough to you.
Oh my gosh, he's so irritating. See, this is why you can't have our conversation pre-pod. You can't have imagine two of these fuckers. I could not.
I know. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah, your life is going to be hectic. Okay. So what would be in my FBI file? See,
it doesn't have to be cult level. Like, I think I jumped real deep in, and it's just because of the past 24 hours. Like, well, but like, something that you feel like you see a lot of, like, I don't know.
He's just good. Like, I won't even have to like say something out loud. I'll just be thinking something and he'll pop it up for me. I mean, I just, okay. It's so hard because like, what isn't in my file? Like, first of all, my browsing history, like even before the podcast, like, what's not,
we were
in
already
there?
On a list just because of our interests,
literally. Like, bones. I like, you know, I like taxidermy, you know. Okay, so let me, it's so hard in this podcast. We're definitely in the files, not in those files.
We're on a watch list. Yeah, we're on a watch list because of everything we've talked about. Well, and that's something too I think that's really funny is, like, really, if we wanted to, like, listen to the episode before this, and there's probably a reason that we're on a watch list.
Well, I can't remember if it was like the last one or like the time before, but like that fucking monkey, like, I still see videos
me
of Punch,
too,
and I don't want to see them. Like, he makes me sad, but he keeps showing up, so like, that's rude. I feel like he's my FBI boyfriend.
Well, and I feel like I scroll really fast when I see something about Punch. Like, I don't really actually think I give it a ton of time.
It, like, depends on the music that's playing.
Like, I do love his connection with his zookeeper.
I know.
So then I think it got me a little bit because it was like positive, but now it's just like, I'm really stressed.
Like, he's sometimes taken care of, but sometimes they're so mean to him, and like,
I know.
Anyway,
I just feel like we need to get Punch out of there.
Literally, like, the comments on all the videos are like, the zoo is pissing me the fuck off. Like, they're so funny. And it is, like, seriously, fucking,
yeah,
do something, like, about it.
Yeah, like, I thought zoos were supposed to be to, like, bring more of the species together.
To take care of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with that. I think it's also kind of like a weird time where, like, our FBI boyfriends can show us a lot of stuff right now because a lot of things are happening. So, like, that's kind of the crazy thing, too, sometimes is just, like, I won't see something on an algorithm feed for weeks, and then all of a sudden it's back on my feed again. Like, it's almost like my algorithm knows when I need to take breaks from something, and it shows me, like, complete nonsense. Well, but, and then it slowly puts news back into my algorithm.
They're taking care of you.
My mental health. Yeah, I just like to think that my FBI boyfriend's like, ooh, we should probably bring some joy back into life.
Something that's, like, kind of uncharacteristic but does pop up in my algorithm a lot are, like, body cam footages of, like, cops, like, arresting people. Like, sometimes I watch them. Sometimes they're interesting. Like, does that count? That would probably, those are in, yeah, my files. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I usually get, like, a random 17 part of a TV show that just, like, keeps being fed to me where it's like I see it, like, 10 minutes at a time.
Hate that. And I hate those ones.
I know. And I, like, but you get kind of distracted and you're like, oh, this is a TV show.
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to watch it. And then breaks. I get a whole night of that. And I'm like, ugh. So he does, that it's balanced because he doesn't want me too comfortable.
Right.
To think, like, life is enjoyable, but he doesn't want me to be so crazy that I become a threat.
Well, and sometimes they're just really funny. Sometimes it's like, why are you acting like that? Like, they are.
I know.
But I was a cops girl. Like, I loved watching cops. I understand it's, like, canceled now. It's bad. It's not great. But, yeah, like, I watched cops every night before I went to bed in college.
That used to stress me out. Like, I would be, and it's so funny because I was the one that did the police, yes, academy, right. And like, it used to stress me out, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, people are crazy. And I was just like, and then you thought you wanted to do this career, that's silly.
No, you wanted to help people.
Well, yeah, but then,
and that's, no, the first, and like, it's society, well, not really anymore, but like, when we were kids, we were, yeah, told, like, you know, cops help people. And so you wanted, mm-hmm, to, obviously, that was your first thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think that it's funny because I never see cops footage.
Oh, yeah. I
my brain is like, no.
Yeah, I get body cams a lot. And it, like, oh, uncharacteristic. Like, you wouldn't think, of all people, that it would, yeah, be me. And I would watch them. But I do.
When was the last, like, ad that you saw that you were like, oop?
That I wanted?
Yeah. Can you think of one? Because I have one.
Okay, you go first.
So I made a joke, and I didn't have my phone with me. I left it in my office, but I made a joke about how like one day was so stressful at work that like I haven't smoked a cigarette in a decade and I was really craving one that night.
Loki, sometimes it just fucking sounds good. All right.
And like, I haven't had cravings like very often. It's very rare that I have a craving.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, this is how stressed I am, is that I'm... If I was okay with talking to like strangers at the gas station still, I would have probably stopped that night. But because I don't talk to people, I'll never get cigarettes again.
Right. No. It seems very intimidating to like,
yeah, to like in. Walk up and pretend like I know anything that's happening in this decade.
Like, I want those ones.
Yeah.
Eeny, meeny,
which
miny.
Ones are like the starter cigarettes?
Which ones are the girliest?
Yeah.
Menthols.
So I had that joke, didn't have my phone, but I'm sure someone I was close to had their phone, and our phones are near each other all day and yada yada. However,
they just fucking know.
Yeah. And I got an ad for a pack of cigarettes that were bubble blowers.
Cute.
To take the edge off.
I think that's so cute.
So you got like two cigarettes that you would dip one end into bubbles and then you'd blow it out.
Oh.
And bubbles would blow. And I think I'm going to get it.
You should, first of all. Fucking cute as shit. Think about all the Instagram photos you could take. Like, and second of all, yeah, that's so cute.
I know. I love so, that. But then what was funny is I didn't say anything about it for a while. So it'd been a bit. And I randomly brought it up with my coworker and I was like, you know what's really weird? I've been getting ads about bubble blower cigarettes, and my coworker goes, me too, and I've never smoked a day in my life.
No, that's so cute. They were like, here, I heard you guys really want to take something to take the edge off, so
here's have a bubble bubbles.
Have a bubble or two. That's so cute.
So have you had like an ad where you looked at it and was like, I need it? Or, you know, like an ad where you've looked at it and been like, ooh, too personal. You know too much.
Mm-hmm. There's, it like is so situational. But like one time in college, I was like considering doing radiology. And this was when we went to college, like the government listening and, you know, everything being shared was really a conspiracy theory back then.
Yeah, it wasn't true.
We did not think
phones
this was true.
Were still saying like, oh no, we're not targeting you via ad, even though they were doing it 100%.
Forever.
They were still lying about it.
But like in 2012, 2011, like that, we didn't think that was fucking real. Like that was a conspiracy theory. And so I had like, was like debating it, and like I hadn't done any research or anything on it. And I remember I like logged onto Facebook and on my little laptop, and like all the ads were fucking for radiology schools. And I was like, what the
fuck? It's a sign!
I was like,
my guides want me to go into radiology.
No, I was, that was when like my FBI boyfriend was like born for me. That like changed my life. Like, I was like, they're fucking listening. Like, I knew at that point, like that moment. That, so that's something, like I said, that happened over 10 years ago, and I still think about it often.
I think that's amazing. That's when you became conscious.
And the conspiracy theorist was born.
You know, I think, and like in true fashion, I think you woke up before I did, because I feel like I think I was just so out of it. I didn't even know that was being talked about. I was just like, oh, like the internet's so cool. Like I had no idea. I did not put two and two together that like the ads were mimicking.
Were personalized. Yeah. Right.
I just was like, oh.
<That's> so useful.
And I've lived that way for a very long time.
I think it's great. I think it's great to live, you know, naively. It's very sweet.
You know, I saw like there's this guy, and I don't know if I've ever sent a TikTok, because this is another thing the FBI boyfriend shows me, but he does interviews on a subway and they talk into like Metro cards, and that's like what he's clipped the microphones to. And he does like interviews of just people on the subway. And so he was talking to this girl about like this like the government tracking us based on what we talk about into our phones and around our phones and blah, blah, blah. And this girl is just like, fuck it. Yep. They do that shit.
Kind of. It's kind of where I'm at.
And so with, I don't know if it's happening on your phone, but with the iPhone, it'll ask you like every time you download an app, it will say like, ask the app not to track or allow the app to track. And so the guy's like, so are you just hitting allow the app to track every time? And she's like, yes, like let them know all my data. That's fine. Whatever.
Oh, but I'm then not he, like that.
And he's well. And so he reacted that way. And she goes, well, the other option is ask the app not to track. It's not do not track. So you're just asking the app, please don't do it. It's going to do it no matter what. Like,
yeah, no, I know.
The wording is there to like
give you tell the
you
illusion.
You don't have a choice. Yeah.
Right. No, I understand.
And so then she just goes in and she's like, personalize the ads. Make me spend all my money. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, she just
life is loved. Short.
And then she like turned at looked at him and she was like, are we going to kiss? And he was like, no. And she was shocked.
She's like, oh, I thought that's how we ended this.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So like, I feel like my FBI boyfriend is like showing me things like that because he's just kind of like, girl, you're awake, but like there's nothing you can do about it.
No, ever. No, there's like, nothing by design
of to our, protect us from this.
Well, of our society. Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. So yeah.
And I just think like I'm not entertaining enough for the FBI to care about me. Like I really think like they're giving me someone who's like low end of the totem pole FBI. He's not watching the dangerous people. He's just like, yeah, I'm just hanging out with this 32-year-old bitch.
Oh yeah, I feel like what movie or show is it? There's like a show called like Severance and they're I don't know, it's all mysterious, but like it takes place it follows this guy and he works in this really weird place, but he basically has like three other coworkers and they have like a little cubicle, and I just picture like our FBI boyfriends are like in this big room with like their little cubicles like, you know, crisscross like this, and they're just like,
yeah,
someone else that's like us, and they're just like girling and laughing and like making fun of us and just having the best time. That's what I picture.
Like they're playing Sims. We're the Sims.
Yes.
And the FBI is like, oh yeah, we get to like see what happens. We're also the science experiment. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like when I recommended this one, I thought we were gonna have like lists, you know, like it just seemed like such an easy thing to pinpoint. And then like sitting down, I was just like, oh no, like it's all integrated into our lives. Like it's literally just happening and we don't know it's happening.
Right. Right. Well, and then to think about like the things on our individual list, like what they're like, oh yeah, they're gonna get this. Like it's so vast. There's so many options. Like
I don't know. Like
yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah. And then, well, and then I think it's just also showing us things when our brain is willing to ingest them sometimes. Because like with my algorithm showing me like a lot of new stuff for like weeks, it just feels like it's all news and it's all that information. And then the algorithm switches and it starts showing me like silly, stupid things where I'm just like, okay. Yeah. So it's like taking me to the edge of understanding and then being like, too much.
Yeah, it's like edging you like psychologically. Psychologically.
Psychologically. That's what it feels.
Yeah.
Like.
No, that's but not in a sexual way. It sounds terrible. No.
It, well, and it, but to me, though, it's like I feel like my brain is just like it knows when I need
we've
a break.
Reached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. So, at least it respects your boundaries.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. My FBI boyfriend respects my boundaries and he's like, whoa.
That's helpful.
Showed her a little too much.
I'm picking up, you know, now you have your Garmin, like they know for sure when you're stressed. So they're going to be like, abort, abort. You know, they'll be able to like really mix it up.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how unstressed I try to make my life by just like cutting things out.
Yeah, you'll have to keep us posted. Let us know, you know, how long have you had the Garmin? What day are we on?
24 hours.
Oh, that's right. You said you got it yesterday. So yeah. It'll be like a week, right?
Yeah.
Next week. So I can't wait for the Garmin update.
I know. Well, and I think that it's just one of those very fun cults. And I hope everyone finds at least one fun cult of their life that.
Yeah.
you know what? You can have one. It can bring you joy. Just don't like let it try to tell you what to do all the time, you know?
For sure. I was I was like tiptoeing the line, like trying to being like, no, like cults are bad, but like also like it's okay. Like
as yeah, like as... if it's a healthy cult, like yeah. if this watch is telling me like, hey, I think you could get up and like walk around a little bit, like that's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm down.
Yeah. But no, I thought it would just be fun to kind of pitter patter into what our FBI boyfriends or would think that we have going on. And I think that he's also what feeds us our conspiracies. I feel like that's...
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking with us and having a good time, too. Like, I think they enjoy listening to the podcast.
Oh, you know they're the number one downloads. Like, I see
that's
you, babe.
Why it keeps jumping to different countries, because, mm-hmm. like, they're Ooh. Being moved around the planet.
They're on assignment. Well, keep listening. Babes, we love ya.
Yeah, we love ya. So thanks, Leslie, for taking a walk down this lane. I didn't know where it was going, but I had a great time.
Thank you. I did too. It was just a little light fluffer. Yeah. We all need a good fluff every now and then. So on that note, if you have nothing else to say and I have nothing else to fluff, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.